From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara died this morning at age 93 at his home in Washington. He was known and by some despised for his execution of the Vietnam War. Here's senior news analyst Daniel Shore on McNamara's legacy.
Full disclosure, Bob McNamara was a social acquaintance and an occasional tennis opponent of mine. I don't think this disqualifies me from judging the place in history of a brilliant man who spent more than a third of his lifetime living down his stewardship of the Vietnam War. When I asked Ivan Sellin, who was one of the original Pentagon whiz kids, how he viewed McNamara in retrospect, he said, "Consummate public servant." Well, that's not the way he is remembered by the generation that spoke of McNamara's war, the war that cost 58,000 American lives. For 30 years, he wouldn't discuss it, and finally he wrote a book called In Retrospect, The Tragedy and Lessons of Vietnam. He said, "We were wrong, terribly wrong." Whom to blame? Well, he blamed himself in part, but mainly President Johnson. Former Senator Max Cleland, who lost both legs and part of one arm in Vietnam, said the book should have been titled, "Sorry About That." One has to go back another generation to understand what possessed the best and the brightest. The Kennedy generation of officials were conditioned by memories of appeasement and the blame that was placed on the Truman administration for losing China to the communists. McNamara, originally a Republican, came into the Kennedy cabinet not as an ideologue, but as a management expert. He had walked away from the presidency of the Ford Motor Company to straighten out the Pentagon. By 1967, as the casualties in Vietnam mounted, McNamara began to have his doubts, but he didn't resign. He didn't make those doubts public. He shared his misgivings with Robert Kennedy. When asked why he would continue to manage a war that he didn't believe in, he would shrug. Eventually, he persuaded President Johnson to let him go and become president of the World Bank. Helping underdeveloped countries was a way of working out a sense of guilt. Maybe another generation will remember McNamara as a consummate public servant. For the generation that demonstrated outside the Pentagon, it is still too soon. This is Daniel Shore.